Well, I was like PLO 8 and got a second place out of 118 people. 50 cent buy-in, 55 cents actually. Got second place. Pretty fun. Only bad thing is it's almost midnight. Getting a late start this morning since I was up late playing poker. Doing my leg swings so I can get a little bit of a warm up. Gonna be another warm one today. It's Friday. It's gonna be in the 80s, maybe 90s. Kind of like last Friday when I was in Vegas at the USA Track and Field 100 Mile Championships. So let's get out and do it though. I'm feeling a little off this morning because, like I said, I stayed up a little late, but it was good because it was my second place on that. One of my best finishes since I started my bankroll challenge beginning of March. I guess tomorrow I will start the Race Across Tennessee challenge. So I gotta sign up today. Well, I did a little homage to Jeff Galloway. He's been getting some love on the internets lately with the Podium article. And I've used Jeff Galloway's run walk system for decades. He was an Olympian in 72 for marathon. Came up with the run walk method, which when you look at us ancestrally, it's what we were always meant to do. Not really running this steady state. Hard, fast. We were chasing animals, so you'd run, you'd walk. And I always say, like in ultra running, we don't really run ultras, we migrate ultras. So Jeff kind of came up with the idea of run walk, especially because when he was running races, he would often walk through the aid stations and he noticed that he felt a lot better on the rest of the run. And so he incorporated it, and you know, he basically bases it on your pace. You know, the faster you are, the less you walk. The slower you are, the more you walk. And for the longest time, he used to give you 1 minute walking breaks. And then just recently, or at least recently to me, I never seen this until a while ago now, he recommends 30 second walking breaks. And so when I started coaching full-time adults, 2009, I often had my athletes do run walks. It seemed like a favor. It was kind of 1 minute walk, 3-4 minute run. Actually, I like the 4 minute. But that was more for people running 8-9 minute pace. And, you know, even Bill Rogers himself occasionally, you know, definitely walk through aid stations. So something that many people do. It's crazy how walking has such a bad rep in the running community, especially since, you know, I get it back in the day when I first started running marathons in the early 80s. You know, if you didn't break, you know, 3 hours, you're considered a jogger. 4 hours was like the time cutoffs. But now, you know, we're trying to expand the running, and there's all kinds of people, all sizes, doing marathons and beyond. And so really embracing a good steady walk is key, and doing the run walk method definitely helps. I often say I don't really take walking breaks. I take running breaks because I can't walk for hours and hours and days like my buddies Anthony Culpepper and Yolanda, who are centurions who've done 100 miles in 24 hours. So what I do with mine is Gym Boss made these timers that you used to have to wear, but now they've got a great timer on the phone app. And so I just set it for 2 minutes and I take 30 steps or so, walk 30 seconds, try and run a minute and a half. And that's kind of my thing. Based on my pace, I really should be doing a 30-30, but that's just too much walking and too much running. The, you know, run, walk too much. So I like to try and do a little bit more. And that seems to work good, that ratio, 30-second walk, 90-second run. And I've done some of my better 10K and half marathons doing that. Now, the key, too, is when you do the run walk is you have to do it right from the start. If you hold off and don't do it, you know, until you can't run, you know, later in the thing, you eventually won't be able to run at all. And one of the big proponents of run walking, I don't remember his ratio, Bob Hearn, who has gone over 500 miles in a 6-day race and has almost made our American US 24-hour team, even though he's in his 50s, he has a run walk pattern down cold and he uses it throughout the whole race. And he's super, super consistent, basically throwing down 9-minute miles forever. And in fact, he will be out there doing his run walk this weekend, trying to make the 2021 World 24-hour team. So good luck to Bob. Besides being an Olympian and coming over with the whole Gallo walking method, Jeff Galloway was one of the first especially running shoe stores in Atlanta. In fact, he was in Atlanta when I was in Atlanta, but I was a young kid. I left Atlanta when I was 10. But he, especially running stores, he helped with the Peachtree race. It became a huge, gigantic race. So if you love your local running shoe store, thank you, Jeff Galloway. And if you like the big city marathons, he helped pave the way for all those type of events. So here's to Jeff Galloway. And I really need to do his method more. And it definitely will help me in my pursuit, because the walking, I just can't go fast enough really to get a workout and to make cutoffs in races. So here's to Jeff. And as always, stay healthy, be boring, and please subscribe.